In the rapidly evolving landscape of modern business, the decision to hire a remote development team has become increasingly popular among companies seeking global competitiveness. This guide offers founders valuable insights into the benefits and practical steps involved in assembling a dedicated remote development team. Benefits of hiring a dedicated remote development team. The guide begins by highlighting the array of benefits associated with hiring a dedicated remote development team. One key advantage is the ability to operate 24/7 across different time zones, leveraging the diverse working hours of a team scattered around the globe. This not only ensures continuous productivity, but also provides an unbeatable competitive advantage, particularly for businesses requiring constant customer interaction. Increased productivity is another significant benefit, as remote work eliminates many external distractions prevalent in traditional office settings. The guide references a Udemy report indicating that office-based employees often have a 6-hour workday due to various interruptions. Remote work, on the other hand, allows for flexibility in schedules, the elimination of commute time, and the creation of distraction-free work environments. Access to a larger talent pool is a compelling reason to consider remote hiring. Unlike traditional office-based hiring, which is constrained by geographical limitations, hiring remote developers opens the door to a limitless pool of candidates from various parts of the world. This diversity not only enriches the project with different perspectives, but also enhances the learning opportunities for team members in a remote work environment. International presence boost is particularly advantageous for businesses aiming to expand globally. With a remote development team spanning multiple countries, companies gain insights into local markets, languages, and competition. This diverse perspective is particularly valuable for SaaS vendors, e-commerce businesses, and any company seeking a global presence. Better learning opportunities arise from the diverse backgrounds and experiences brought by an internationally dispersed team. Remote work environments create an ideal foundation for lifelong learning, fostering continuous improvement and innovation among team members. How to hire a remote development team. The heart of the guide lies in a detailed step-by-step process on how to effectively hire a remote development team. The 12 steps outlined cover everything from defining project requirements and identifying remote platforms to conducting interviews, assigning tests, tasks, checking references, negotiating terms, onboarding, and setting up communication tools. Define your project requirements. The guide advises founders to start by clearly defining project requirements, including the type of development work needed, specific skills and technologies required, project timeline, and budget constraints. Consulting with specialists to list all necessary components is crucial for a comprehensive understanding of project needs. Identify remote platforms and job boards. Researching and choosing reliable remote job platforms and job boards is the next step. Popular options like Upwork, Freelancer, Toptal, and RemoteGuardy are recommended, along with utilizing LinkedIn's advanced filtering tools to find specialists based on skills or project involvements. Craft a detailed job description. Creating a comprehensive job description is emphasized, outlining the role, responsibilities, required skills, and qualifications of remote developers. Specifics about the type of remote work arrangement, whether part-time, full-time, or project-based, should also be clearly communicated. Screen and shortlist candidates. Reviewing applications and resumes to shortlist potential candidates is a critical step. The guide advises founders to look for relevant experience, technical skills, and cultural fit with the team and company values. A practice of selecting 10 strong candidates for further consideration is recommended. Conduct initial interviews. Conducting initial interviews with shortlisted candidates via video or phone calls is crucial for determining their interest in the project. The interviews should cover project and company details, technical expertise, problem-solving abilities, and remote work experience. Assign test tasks or projects. For candidates who pass the initial interviews, the guide suggests assigning small test tasks or projects related to development requirements. It's recommended to pay for the test task, especially if it will be used in actual work to assess candidates' hands-on skills and alignment with a project. Check references and portfolio. Candidates who perform well in the test task should undergo reference checks and portfolio reviews. Contacting previous managers for brief recommendations and verifying the candidate's track record and reliability are essential steps in the evaluation process. Conduct final interviews. Narrowing down the candidate pool and conducting final interviews with key team members, such as the Chief Technical Officer for Technical Skills Evaluation and Chief HR, along with the team leader, is advised. This ensures a comprehensive assessment before making final hiring decisions. Evaluate communication skills. Communication skills are highlighted as a critical factor in remote team collaboration. The guide recommends assessing candidates' communication abilities by asking about their experiences in previous teams, conflict resolution, and providing theoretical setups to encourage communication beyond formal interview settings. Negotiate terms and agreements. Once the right development team is selected, negotiating terms of the contract, including rates, working hours, project milestones, and confidentiality agreements, is crucial. The guide encourages founders to engage in a negotiation process until a mutually satisfactory settlement is reached. Onboarding and integration. Providing selected remote developers with necessary onboarding materials and resources is essential for smooth integration into the development team. The guide recommends allocating one-on-one or group meetings in the first week to introduce remote team members to stakeholders and share necessary materials based on their roles. Set up communication and collaboration tools. Establishing clear communication channels and utilizing collaboration tools, such as project management software, version control systems, and chat platforms, is emphasized. Integrating new hires into existing channels is recommended for easier access to data and improved communication. Provide regular feedback and support. Maintaining regular communication with the team and providing constructive feedback is essential for fostering a collaborative and productive working relationship. The guide emphasizes the importance of addressing any project concerns promptly to prevent lingering issues. Monitor progress and milestones. Regularly tracking the progress of development work and ensuring that project milestones are met according to the agreed-upon schedule is crucial. Effective communication and project management tools play a vital role in keeping everyone in the loop. Foster team building and engagement. The guide concludes with the importance of promoting team building and engagement among remote developers. Virtual team meetings, social events, and recognition of contributions to the project are recommended for building a positive team culture. Choosing between freelancers and a dedicated remote development team. The guide addresses a critical decision point for founders, choosing between hiring freelancers or assembling a complete dedicated remote development team. Factors to consider include the complexity of the task, savings versus status, and the emphasis on responsibility. Complexity of the task. For smaller or short-term projects with well-defined tasks, hiring freelancers might be suitable. However, for more complex and long-term projects that require consistent collaboration and coordination, a dedicated remote development team is often recommended. Savings versus status. While freelancers may offer cost savings for specific tasks, a dedicated team provides a more stable and committed workforce. The guide suggests evaluating the trade-off between short-term cost savings and the long-term benefits of having a dedicated team invested in the success of the project. Emphasis on responsibility. A dedicated remote development team typically comes with a higher level of responsibility and accountability. The guide highlights the advantage of having a team that takes ownership of the project, aligning their goals with the success of the company. Structure of a remote dedicated development team. Understanding the roles and responsibilities of key team members in a remote dedicated development team is crucial for effective project management. The guide outlines the following key roles. Developers. The backbone of the team, developers are responsible for coding, programming, and implementing project requirements. The guide emphasizes the need for clear communication channels and collaboration tools to facilitate their work. Project managers. Project managers play a vital role in coordinating tasks, setting deadlines, and ensuring the overall success of the project. The guide recommends establishing regular check-ins and utilizing project management tools to track progress. Quality assurance testers. Ensuring the quality of the code and the final product is the responsibility of quality assurance testers. The guide suggests integrating K processes into the development lifecycle and conducting regular testing to identify and address issues promptly. UI designers. User experience and user interface (UIs) designers contribute to the project's visual and interactive elements. The guide recommends close collaboration between designers and developers to ensure a seamless integration of design into the development process. DevOps engineers. BLICE engineers focus on optimizing the development process through continuous integration, delivery, and deployment. The guide highlights the importance of DevOps in streamlining workflows and enhancing overall project efficiency. Product owner stakeholders. Product owners or stakeholders are responsible for defining the project's vision, goals, and priorities. The guide emphasizes the need for clear reporting structures and effective communication channels between product owners and the development team.